Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's the second weekend of bow season. First weekend of duck season in southern Michigan. Ducks started last weekend north of a line of about 46. So if you're a hunter, it's the beginning of the best time of year right now. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I agree totally. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to the Grilling Guys, it's got to be the weekend, which is a good time of the week in a great time of the year. So I'm with you, Jop. The colors are ready to start hitting. Starting to see deer movement all over. Thinking about some steelies. Thinking about some
kings.
Oh,
there's that too, right?
There's just so many things in the fall. The harvest's coming in. But getting some great fresh venison. That's front and center for me right now.
And I had an opportunity to do that this past weekend. I went to Charlotte down there where I grew up and had what was a deer camp that we do every year, which is the first weekend of bow season. It's more about buddy camp and beer camp than it is about deer camp. And it even was more so this year because we got rained out last weekend in that it was just torrential rains for an hour or two, then it'd stop and then it'd start again. So nobody wanted to go out and get in a tree when it's wet, one, but two, if you were having to shoot an animal, you can't track it because the rain's going to wash any kind of trail away instantly.
Okay, so now Jop has my smoker. He bought my smoker because I went and got a different one.
Right, we'll talk about that too.
So he finally is towing up that big custom smoker unit, which, how's that feel to have your own big smoker?
Oh, it was fun, you know, but there's a sense of responsibility with
all
it too.
All of a sudden.
Because you roll up with that, you better bring it, right?
Yeah, sometimes you have to hide it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't bring it. It took me a while to learn that one too.
Right, but I'll tell you that there were some learning curves there. And the first one was, I didn't bring two pop-up tents. So I brought a gas grill and all my tables and everything set up so I can cook for the weekend because I knew that was what I was going to do when I got there. But I didn't have a tent for the smoker. I fire up the smoker. I'm doing brisket on there. I'm doing wings on there. We did some chuck.
That rains kind of slows you down,
yeah,
doesn't
man,
it?
Man, it did.
Yeah,
it knocked the hell out of the heat. Yeah, it hit the firebox, but it also hit the smoke box. And, you know, it's cold rain, whatever rain is when it comes down, and it knocked the hell out of the heat, and things took a little bit longer than they normally would. So that's lesson one, is if you know you're going to be smoking in the rain, you know what, wear a rain hat. Because it's going to put your cigar out, but in addition to make your cook a little bit slower. But
so you need a raincoat for your smoker.
I do. at least a tarp over top so that you can keep the
well, I, on the other hand, I was out in Kansas picking up my new ABS Judge smoker. Now, if you don't know who ABS is, you're going to hear from the president a little later in the show because I did record an interview with him while I was out there. But it was like 85 in Topeka. So I was smoking at one of our Arctic dealers out in Topeka. We've got this thing we call brisket butts and bubbles where we come in and we do
Which
barbecue.
Which part are you?
Yeah, I'm all three. I'm married to bubbles.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so I got to use my new Judge, my big trailer, rotisserie. It's gorgeous. We'll talk about that a little later if you want. But and it was sunny every day. And so that thing just pegged. I mean, it burns so beautiful. It just pegged a temperature. And they came up with this new baffle for the firebox so you can kind of burn it in a horseshoe shape so you burn your coal slower. And we can play around with that as time goes on, too. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking all things fall bounty right now. And we have some cool stuff coming up, some fall specialty grill items, if you will, for the grill. Just different veggies and stuff you can put on. Maybe some fowl if you happen to get lucky right now. Maybe how to take care of a little bit of that
Docker goose that we have. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Partridge.
Yep. All of those. Those are, yeah.
I have never grilled a partridge.
Well, there's not much to them. It's just a little piece of breast meat about the size of a tennis ball is all it is.
They used to seem so big.
Right. And it's dark meat. It's not white meat. That's a dark meat bird. So you don't want to overcook it because it'll dry out.
Goose then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're all that way. But anyway, so last weekend, I roll up there with the big smoker and we were going to have this in a field, and when the rain prediction was there, it's like it'll be just a muddy mess out there in that hay field. So we moved it into a pole barn, right? One of the guys, Tim Pruden, who hosts the thing, has got a big pole barn, beautiful facility. So we were able to move it inside there and hang around and put satellite dish up on the roof of the barn. And
roughing it.
So we could get the...
Total joppy deer camp.
Yeah, exactly. Get the games. So Michigan,
I think you found
State
the right
game.
Group to hunt
right,
with, joppy.
Yeah, right. Actually, the hunting's really good if you can get out and do it.
Right.
But anyway,
it's awful hard to get out there when the satellite's acting up and you got to adjust the dish.
Right. So funny you say that. He was on the roof three times before we got to the Big Ten Network. But anyway, I wanted to share with you that I ran into a young man that is an avid listener of the show, and his name is Nick. And Nick was at camp with his dad. He's 14 years old and had shot his first buck during a youth hunt a couple weekends ago.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, it was. So I was talking with him, and he was like, didn't really want to approach me, thought I was something other than I was. And I said, come on, really? Nick, I'm just a guy. I've been down here, and these guys will make fun of me. So he walks up, he gets comfortable, and I start working the grill with him. And he's watching me. He's asking a ton of questions. He's good questions, right? He's very interested in all of this. And then he kind of shyly said, he goes, well, could I bring some venison over and we cook it? And I'm like, well, heck yeah, none of the rest of these guys got a deer yet. If you got a deer, bring it, brother. So that was on Friday night. On Saturday, he rolls back in at like 10 in the morning, and we're there till midnight. And Nick and I are cooking all afternoon, but we marinated some of his venison. We just put dry rub on some of it.
So you did a youth barbecue class.
I did.
That's
I
nice.
Did. And I wanted to relate it to you that was the best part of the weekend for me, was to be able to sit with this young man and talk through all the stuff that he had questions about, and then be able to walk out to the grill and let him take over. He was a little intimidated. You know, a couple things came out a little overdone at first, but it was the tech, right? He'd never grilled on a tech with infrared heat. Long story short, great experience. My favorite thing of bow camp, and it's always great to see the buddies, but to be able to bring a kid on and spend a day with him, and he was fascinated by the grill. But the cool part is, when you're done, you get to eat it. And to the victor go the spoils. He was proud walking in there with that big tray of venison that he did, serving it to all these hunters that are all older than
that's
him.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was very cool. It was a fun time.
Well, it's nice that you took time with him. He'll never forget that.
Well, I won't either.
Being with a big celebrity like
right.
you.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, we laugh
it's like
at that.
Like meeting Elvis.
Right, yeah, right. Except I had a better hairdo, I think. But anyway, so good weekend. We didn't get any deer. No one went out in the woods. But guess what? This weekend, we're getting ever closer to that beautiful time of the year called the rut, and the deer are going to be moving. And I'm starting to see pictures of the buddies on Facebook and sending texts with, got this buck, got that buck. So
I think I'm going to cruise up Tuesday for a real brief moment to Whipple and do a little work and get ready.
Check out this cement.
My concrete job worked out well. We do have the only RV with a concrete floor now.
Right. Yeah.
So no more mice.
Right?
Yeah.
Got them
locked
out of there.
They're done.
All right.
So let's hope it stays that way. Right. But every time I pull in there, I see lots of deer. So I'm getting excited.
Coming up next, we're going to do a little fall specialty grill items. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.